In the Outdoor Living Hour with Rick Kober of Triage, joining us live as we broadcast at Sanderson Ford for their 63rd anniversary sale. If you had buying a car on your to-do this weekend, better get it done today. Sanderson Ford's closed on Sundays always. And Memorial Day is a big weekend for vehicle sales across the entire state. But you know what? They're closed on Monday, too, to honor our fallen soldiers. So if you want to support a local company and you had a car buying on your to-do, today's your day to do it at Sanderson Ford, and we are here live for the broadcast. Mr. Kober, this is probably the most technical question, and I hate to ask it on air, but I think with everything I've heard, I'm not going to stump you on this one. You're going to be able to handle and roll with it.
Okay.
A texter heard our last segment, and we were talking about the best watering system, and you said by hand. Well, they want to know what to adapt to the end of the hose.
Okay, frequently
to control your water.
Frequently,
flow.
I use my finger, and occasionally I use my thumb.
And it gets sore after a little while.
Yeah, so you have to switch and rotate.
Left from, hand or right hand?
I usually use the right hand.
Okay,
and then I switch from finger to thumb. But I do actually have some breaker nozzles that occasionally I'll put on the hose, but then my finger and my thumb miss the actual touching sensation of the water, and so then I'll take the breaker nozzle off, and I'll go back to using the finger and the thumb.
Now, do you ever kink the hose to restrict the flow?
Yes.
And so then you're working out your gripping motion on your hand?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct, yes. And occasionally I'll turn the little dial where the hose bib is, and I'll adjust it either up or down.
Beautiful.
That's the way I like it. I think it's therapeutic, actually. I like to water for long times. I just was curious. When you look in your yard, and we're coming up on this really hot summer, how do you detect when something's going wrong? What is the first thing you would look at? Do you have like a how you talk about being in tune with your yard? How do you do that?
Well, the easiest, and it's interesting, as a consulting arborist horticulturist, the first thing that I look on a plant when I'm diagnosing a problem is the tip growth, an actual in botany it's called the apical meristem. So the cells that divide and that grow the shoots longer is the tip of the leaves or the tip of the branch or the tip of the grass, and that is the first part to wilt. And so visually, particularly with fast growing plants, you can discern right away when the plant is under drought stress or heat stress, when the tips begin to wilt. So that's the first thing that I look at. Regardless of the species of plants, it's more visually easy to see on fast-growing plants than it is on slow-growing plants. So, for example, a barrel cactus, even though it does have an apical meristem and it has a tip where it grows from, it's just a big round-looking blob of green with spines on it. So you generally cannot see the wilt on a cactus like you can on a leafy plant.
Sounds to me like you need to get out there and look.
Get out there and look.
Our texture has a sense of humor. It said 10 hours with your thumb on the hose. Ouch. It goes back to water flow. Because what you're getting out of the end of the hose is a whole lot different volume-wise than what you're kind of getting on 10 hours on your drip. You know, you can get that same amount from a hose in, you know, less than an hour, 20, 30 minutes, versus what's slowly going out at 1 gallon per hour, 5 gallons per hour. So the best way to do that is get a 5 gallon bucket, turn your hose on full blast, and get a timer. How fast does 5 gallons fill up in this bucket? All right, it took, let's say, 30 seconds. And this tree needs 60 gallons. So do the math backwards, 10 gallons a minute. We've got to do this for 6 minutes. So it's math, but it's simple.
Yeah, and hydrologically, one of the interesting things that people make a mistake on is the difference between pressure and flow rate. So oftentimes at a nursery or in an area where there's a turf system with multiple heads of turf, people will say, well, I have no pressure. And if there's too many hoses running in a nursery at one time, the water will begin to come out at a slower rate, and people will come up to the nursery manager and say, my hose doesn't have any pressure. And what they really mean is their hose doesn't have any flow rate. So the flow rate, again, is controlled by the size of the pipe. And when you have too many sprinklers running at once or too many hoses running at once, it'll affect your flow rate. The pressure is controlled by the pumping station or the pressure that's given by the city. So pressure is generally constant through a system. There is a slight reduction in pressure due to friction loss and how long the pipes may run, but the flow rate is the first thing that drops off.
Well, Rick, we appreciate your time here in the Outdoor Living Hour and coming down from Anthem to Glendale to join us for the live broadcast. I know that you've got your own audit you had to do this weekend. We appreciate you interrupting. If somebody wanted to get a hold of you directly, what would be the best way for them to contact you?
They can contact us at triageusa.com, so they can just look up our website.
And tree, T-R-E-E-A-G-E, triageusa.com.
That's us.
Mr. Colbert, thanks for your time.
Glad to be here. Thank you.